Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:03 British Summer Time. Today is June 1st. Well, this has been a remarkable day for a number of markets. Chief among these have been in stock markets, where we see Wall Street closing out the day in excess of 2%, with the S&P breaking upwards from the most recent range. The market has been rallying now for 3 solid months, and it is still quite consistent, and this is the latest upward break from what has been the third range in the region of 1 month. So it's doing it slow and steady, and year to date the S&P is up about 4.39%. The Dow is down less than 1% on the year, but up over 2.6% today, and is in a very similar position. So things are still looking very consistent, and today was a very good day for the majority of stock markets. In Europe, we saw, for example, that the DAX was up in excess of 4%, and a number of other Europeans were up in excess of 3%. The real action, though, is happening in Asia. We continue to see that Hong Kong is breaking upwards from this first step above the base, in what is usually a very reliable continuation pattern. The Nikkei was up over 1% today, and is also in a very similar pattern to that being shown by the Hang Seng. We also saw that a number of the emerging Asian markets did very well in here today, breaking upwards from little consolidations. So we're seeing a large number of markets reasserting to the upside in here, and nothing has happened yet to shake people out or bulls out of their complacency. People who are attempting to chase this rally will still be making money because we haven't had anything in the way of downward dynamics. Progressions of higher lows remain in place, and things are still looking really quite consistent as we push into what is looking like well, we've had 3 consecutive months on the upside, and nothing has happened yet to question whether this one is going to be a fourth. I would personally be surprised if we got all the way to the end of June before we'd seen something of a more serious correction, but there is absolutely no evidence of it yet. But this was also an important day in a number of other markets. For example, copper was up almost 12 cents, breaking upwards from this latest consolidation, which had been taking place above $2 and has been going on for the better part of 6 to 7 weeks. It is looking increasingly like a completion of a first step above this small base formation, and just as in the Nikkei and Hong Kong, this is a reliable continuation pattern. What would be needed to countermand the potential for this market to push further to the upside would be a distinct downward dynamic which pulls the market back into the range. If we were to see that, then rule of thumb from the chart seminar would be that this would go back and test the lower side of the range, which in copper's case would be around $2. But as we speak, this is really very firm action. Gold and silver were a little bit easier in here today. Silver, having been as high as almost $16 in here today, closed down at 1558, and gold, having been as high as 988, closed at 974. So we're seeing that the really quite impressive move that we saw last week was not getting much follow-through in here today. But these things are still in form, and we haven't seen anything that would question scope for them to push further to the upside. Platinum was the exception. It was up almost $20 in here, and is coming from a relatively similar pattern to that of copper, although perhaps underperforming, as I believe it is still within its range. This was also an important day today for the dollar. While you don't really see it against the euro and, by association, the dollar index, we see that, for example, the Latin American dollar index broke upwards from this 7 or 8 month base. We see that the Asian dollar index broke upwards as well from the ranging period that it has been in a more volatile base formation development. We could say, and it certainly looks that way, that the Latin American dollar index looks like an industrial metal. For example, nickel also broke upwards today. It was up $650 above 14,000 for the first time in a number of months. Tin was also firm in here today, as was zinc. So we're seeing co commonality in the industrial metals sector, and of course it's not just in industrial metals. We saw, for example, that soybeans was up over 34, and the other soft commodities such as Arabica coffee was up over 4 cents as well. So we're seeing commonality not just in one particular sector of the commodity bracket, but right across. And for example, oil was also firm in here today, up to $68 in here, closing within striking distance of the highs. This is another consecutive day to the upside, and really a quite consistent move all in all. Natural gas was up 40 cents in here today, so back above $4 with style. Found support last week above the lows, and this does look like we've hit the bottom here. There is certainly a catch-up play between natural gas and oil, since oil was, I think, up to 18 times the price of natural gas sometime last week, and there's plenty of potential for that ratio to contract, and I think that there will be people watching that as well. So we're looking at the dollar weakening, not so much against the euro, but for example, the pound was stronger by almost 2.5 cents today. The Australian dollar for stronger by almost a cent. The Canadian dollar was relatively flat on the day, but we're seeing that a number of currencies are really outperforming the dollar in quite emphatic style. And while the euro has appreciated quite considerably, it is certainly not among the leaders in the group. For the leaders, we do need to look at the commodity-producing Latin American countries, for example, or to some of the emerging La or, sorry, the emerging Asian economies, where we continue to see that the currency is doing remarkably well and the stock market is moving in tandem. For example, when we look at Brazil, in local currency, it's up 45%, but in dollars, it's up 72% this year. So we're seeing significant strength aiding foreign investors moving to that currency. And of course, there is a significant yield differential in favor of the Brazilian real to boot. This was also an important day for US Treasuries, which were down the bones of 3 full points at 114.28 today. So the upper dynamic that we saw late last week wasn't sustained, and we continue to see that people are taking their money out of these long-dated bonds where there really is no shortage of supply, and governments are continuing to add to that supply, and they're starting to put it towards riskier assets. Owning bonds hasn't been a rewarding strategy over the last 4 or 5 months. People who bid them all the way up to the top are losing money if they're still in them right now. And if we are towards the end of the recession, and it remains to be seen whether that is the case, although certainly the stock market performance that we're seeing would suggest that we are in the latter stages of this recession, then the need to hold on to bonds in a potential for some level of growth to return really is not a strong argument. And while bonds are overextended in the very short term and do have potential to bounce from here, they are likely to be shorts on rallies for a significant period of time to come. So wrapping this all up, we see that stock markets and commodities continue to outperform, and they took another step upwards in here today. Nothing has happened to shake the bulls out of their consist out of their complacency, and there will be people looking at these breakouts and likely to want to jump in with them. With government bonds becoming overextended to the downside and yields pushing up towards 4% on the US Treasury of the 10-year Treasury, then there is potential that the bond market could be something to watch that could start to offer competition to stock markets as these yields continue to push upwards. Because while they are still relatively low in nominal terms, they are almost up to 4% and starting to offer. They're at the beginning, I think, of the stage where people may start to think about buying some of these bonds in here because they are becoming overextended to the downside. And if people start to take their money out of stock markets to put them into bonds, that could help to put a cap on this really remarkable advance that we've seen over the last 3 months and counting. But that, for the moment, is a hypothesis, and there is nothing there yet to tell us that this stock market rally is over. It remains consistent, and if it's consistent, we have to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And still very similar with the commodity complex. Looking at gold, it's coming into this $1,000 level. If it receives some resistance around this area, I don't think anyone is going to be greatly surprised. With that, I will leave you for the evening, but I'd like to wish all the best to all of you.